More than 20 other people missing in Haiti, at least three more in the Dominican Republic. Alpha dumped heavy rains on ground already saturated from Hurricane Wilma and the other recent storms. Security photos reveal the sequence of events in what appears to be a well-planned attack in a hotel in Baghdad housing foreign journalists. The attack, according to some reports, killed at least 20. In the hotel compound itself, only minor injuries. Security photos show a white car driving up to the concrete blast wall protecting the Palestine Hotel. The car exploded, blasting out a section of the wall. A second car blew up on the opposite side of a nearby square. Then a cement truck drove through the hole in the wall. It appeared to get 15 to 20 feet inside before it exploded in a huge ball of fire and smoke. Iraq's national security advisor says it was an apparent effort to take over the hotel and hold journalists hostage, but he offered no evidence for that. Reaction from the financial markets was mixed today after the announcement White House economic advisor Ben Bernanke was nominated to succeed Alan Greenspan as Federal Reserve Chairman. Stocks gained, bonds and the dollar fell, perhaps because of concerns Bernanke might tolerate higher inflation than Greenspan. Bernanke is a former member of the Fed board. He became chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers earlier this year. Bernanke says if confirmed, he plans to continue the policies instituted under Greenspan. Greenspan finishes his term January 31st. Islamic Jihad today threatening revenge after a West Bank shootout. Israeli troops killed a top Palestinian fugitive blamed for the deaths of 12 Israelis in a series of attacks. An Israeli army commander says he was killed in a hail of bullets as he fired on troops during an attempted escape from a hideout. Islamic Jihad threatened revenge attacks. A spokesman says the retaliation would be unprecedented. Meanwhile, international envoy James Wolfensohn accuses Israel of stalling talks on opening a key Gaza border crossing. He says a quick deal is crucial for Gaza's economic recovery. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesman says his government wants Gaza to be a success story, but he says Israel's security must be kept in mind. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Good Monday evening, Truth Seekers. Hope you had a great weekend. Malloy here on Air America. Thank you for tuning in. And especially thank you to all the little right-wing lurkers who lurk around the program. We usually mention the right-wingers when the show is over, but we'd like to acknowledge their presence as the show is beginning tonight because they're starting to lose it. They're all walking around. You ever see a three-year-old who inadvertently, you know, has an accident, he wets his pants, and they walk, little kid walks with that kind of stiff-legged, you know, they move from side to side with their legs apart because it doesn't feel very good. Well, that's what our right-wingers do. They picture that as a mental attitude. Good. Thank you very much. All right. Anyway, to the right-wing lurkers, we invite your phone calls anytime you like. In the words of our illustrious leader, bring it on. Phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you'd like to participate. So, were there any subpoenas issued today? Eh? Any grand jury appearances? How about, let me see, DeLay, Frist, Rove, Libby, Abramoff, Ralph Reed, Cheney, Rush Limbaugh, the Pig Man, anybody? Hello? Not today, huh? Well, maybe some indictments tomorrow. Maybe Wednesday. You never know. Because you know, the Democrats have been involved in the criminalization of politics. That famous Chicago Democrat, Patrick Fitzgerald, who's just out there criminalizing politics. Do a fare thee well, right? The current crop of flying monkeys really could, we mentioned this Friday, but they really could start their own reality television show. Call it Survivor Neocon. Who can outplay, outwit, and outlast the multiple grand jury indictments, special prosecutors, and criminal investigations? Hang on tonight, Truth Seekers. We got a ton of sound for you, too. We have a lot of listeners here in the Atlanta area who invite Kathy and I various places. And usually when I get invited someplace, people understand my point of view, especially where it concerns my own kind. Democrats. I have very little tolerance for Democrats who are Republican-like. Very little. Anybody who listens to this program knows that that's my point of view. So I feel okay in saying what I'm about to say. I got invited over the weekend to participate. I was not a guest speaker. I did make just a quick little introduction. But Max Cleland was there. Some suburban Democrats. It was held in a suburban county here in metro Atlanta, a county that you normally wouldn't think would have an active Democratic organization. And the people that I met there were just wonderful. The county Democrats were just wonderful people. Gwinnett County is what it is, Gwinnett County. During the 80s, Gwinnett County was usually in the top three or four counties in the United States. In terms of population increase, it went from a real country kind of county to being the roaring, thriving exurb that it is. And the people who invited me are wonderful. Gwinnett County Democratic Party people. Met a lot of Georgia State Democrats who work at who are state senators, state representatives. Came time for the speeches, and one of the people who, as a matter of fact, the featured speaker was a Democratic congressman from the Macon area, Jim Marshall. I think he's only one of three. I think it's Cynthia McKinney. Oh God, who's the Democrat from Atlanta? Yeah, Cynthia McKinney, the representative from Atlanta. Oh God, John Lewis, and I think the only other one is Jim Marshall. McKinney and Lewis, you have no question about their feelings about being a Democrat, what they believe the Democratic Party should be. But when Jim Marshall got up to give his speech, once again, I was absolutely appalled. A couple of people came up to me afterwards and said, now look, you know, we know that you look for purity in the Democratic candidates, and you just can't have that here in the South. Because Jim Marshall, it sounded like a Republican to me, just purely and simply. I'm so sick of hearing it, I could scream. I get so sick of hearing Democrats do that. And, you know, I was there at their invitation, so I don't want to be a smart ass or say anything bad, so I wait till I get on national radio and say it. But the Gwinnett County Democrat people were wonderful. They were just wonderful. I love them all. Good luck, y'all. If there's anything else I can do, let me know. I'll be happy to do it. But this Jim Marshall, who former mayor of Macon, Princeton graduate, he says, Vietnam vet, Max Cleland, kind of liked him. I guess there's that camaraderie that comes from having served in a murderous illegal war that sent 58,000 Americans to an unnecessary grave and 2 million Vietnamese to unnecessary, untimely deaths. And that kind of bonds you together, although I had the feeling that Marshall still believes that the war in Vietnam was justifiable and had a purpose, which, of course, it did not. I think Cleland understands that at this point, as does John Kerry, as do most veterans that I've come in contact with from the Vietnam era. But it's a shame to see one more Democrat cut in the mold of Democratic Party losers. As long as the Democrats do nothing more than echo and parrot Republicans, in other words, be Republican like, oh, once in a while they'll vote on an issue. They'll join their Democratic colleagues to vote on an issue in the House or the Senate, and that's supposed to be the redeeming quality. But as long as Democrats vote with Republicans, then the Democratic Party is going to remain where it is right now. The loser party that just can't seem to organize and become the dynamic party that at one time it was. So it was just sad to see. It was sad to see a second-term congressman from the Macon area, he used to be the mayor of Macon, just stand up there and parrot right-wing drivel. What a shame. What an absolute shame. Oh, he'll get reelected. Oh, I'm sure he will, you know, because the people in central Georgia want a Republican and a Republican light. They're not neo-Nazis in Macon. And the Republican Party has become a party of Nazis. So they'll vote for this guy. He'll probably go back, this Jim Marshall, who is very comfortable being Republican light. And I know this happens in district after district after district around the country. It doesn't have to be here in the South. It doesn't have to be in Georgia. It's just a damn shame. In New York, look at the people who represent the state of New York in the House and the Senate. Look at their voting records. Huh? Oh, well. Another one of those surveys that just scare me. Most Americans do not accept the theory of evolution. 51% of Americans say God created humans in their present form. And another 3 in 10 say that while humans may have evolved, God guided the process. That means 81% say either God created humans in their present form or that the cloud being guided the process. Only 15% of people polled in America say humans evolved and that there was no such thing as a God involved. 15%. Wow. The question on the origin of human beings asked both this month and a couple of years ago, or a year ago, offered the public three choices. One, human beings evolved from less advanced life forms over millions of years, and God did not directly guide this process. Two, human beings evolved from less advanced life forms over millions of years, but God guided this process. Or three, God created human beings in their present form. Now, the results were not much different between the answers to that question and those given when a specific timeline was included in the final alternative. In other words, by saying God created human beings in their present form within the last 10 years, 80% of Americans still said, yeah, within the past 10,000 years. I don't know. Every time a discovery is made then that says this pre-human was dated from 8 million years... Oh, I don't know. It's just so damned disheartening.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Too short to listen to Right Wing Radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Now, I understand everybody's all excited about the article that was in the New York Times this morning about Louis Libby and Dick Cheney, Libby being Cheney's chief whore, that both of them discussed Valerie Plame weeks before all of this became public. Now, the only thing that I can see in the article in the Times, and again, it's all speculation because none of us really know what's going on. I don't think anybody in the Bush crime family knows what's going on at this point in terms of what Fitzgerald is going to do or not do. But the only thing that we know now is that Libby is in real trouble because notes of this previously undisclosed conversation between Libby and Cheney in June of 2003, differ from Libby's testimony to a federal grand jury that he initially learned about the CIA officer Valerie Wilson from journalists. This is according to lawyers that are quoted without attribution in the New York Times today. Now, on the other hand, it may mean what you have known all along, what we, most of us here at Air America, have known all along, what we've been talking about all along. This is a criminal enterprise. The Bush administration is nothing more or less than a massive criminal enterprise. And as usually happens with these morons, eventually they trip themselves up. And it appears that that has happened. I think this article in the Times, and the Times is walking on eggs right now, so to speak, because they have a person working for them. She's not going to be working too much longer, Judith Miller, who is a CIA plant, if not an agent. I believe she's an agent, but she's definitely a CIA plant, who used the New York Times to publish absolutely false information. And everybody at the Times now is running around with their panties in a wad, wondering, oh, my God, after Jason Blair, after this, after that, after all the things going wrong here, we had this woman writing for us lead stories that were factually incorrect. She was publishing information in the New York Times fed to her by the White House Iraq group. All lies. She knew it. They knew it. It seems like the only people who didn't know is New York Times. So the New York Times is being very cautious here with this article on Lewis and Cheney. But I think if you read between the lines, what the Times has said this morning is that Louis Libby is a done deal. His ass is indicted. There's no question about that. There's also an effort, perhaps, on the part of Libby to cover for Cheney. That's how these rats work. This is usually how the rats work, except, you know, what Libby's counting on in taking the fall is that Bush will pardon him. Now, it may turn out that they have the goods on Cheney, but Cheney and Rumsfeld are the two devils that have been operating out of the White House. They are straight from hell. They took the subway. They arrived They reek of brimstone. They stink of death. Both Cheney and Rumsfeld are devils. They are demons. For you people who believe that kind of stuff, I just think they're criminals. So I can understand the excitement about Cheney. Now some I'm getting emails to say this is in tomorrow's New York Times. The date on it is the 24th. That's today, folks. That's today. And normally the Times doesn't put out their online edition until after midnight. Maybe it is tomorrow. Maybe it is tomorrow's New York Times. But I'm just suggesting that there's not a whole lot here. Maybe there is. Maybe the Times writers, and they have three writers on the story. Isn't that interesting? Three writers. No more single bylines on this story, right? Three writers. So maybe there is something here that is beyond what the three reporters are reporting. It would be a glorious day in this republic if this sick, degenerate Dick Cheney were indicted, wouldn't it? I'm just suggesting that that might be a little bit of a stretch, hoping that that happens. Even though, of course, he's guilty. Of course he's guilty. He's guilty as hell. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around in.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier. Turn to the experts. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
I'd like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department, so we can find out the leaker.
It's so evil. These guys are just so evil all the time, knowing. The sons of bitches knowing all the time that their White House Iraq group, that every one of them was in on the outing of Valerie Plame. I guess I should announce it now because it's apparently occurred about 3 hours ago. Rosa Parks, civil rights pioneer, has died. She was 92. She died in Detroit at St. John Hospital. And truly one of the pivotal figures in the 20th century in the United States. There's no other way to put it. Her refusal to give up her seat on the bus to a white man in Montgomery at the middle of the century, 1955, landed her in jail and began the Montgomery bus boycott, which produced Martin Luther King Jr. and a whole pantheon of people in the civil rights movement whose greatness was defined by what they did on a daily basis. Rosa Parks, dead at the age of 92. We are going to do some of the sound for you now. We're going to start with this on the verge of a nervous breakdown, over-medicated freak who operates the presidency of the United States. Can you believe that? Now, given the expected answer about a release of documents related to Harriet Myers to help Senator know just a little something about her, this is, you know, you when somebody says, well, Mr. President, you're going to release a document, you know what the answer is going to be. Now, this is a woman who can't fill out the questionnaire. She flip-flops Arlen Specter on her legal positions. She advises Bush on how to lie to cover up his desertion from the military. Just on and on and on and on. Well, what are the senators supposed to do to find out something about this woman other than Bush knows her heart and that she's a pioneer woman who likes to opine? Should they read tea leaves? How about one of those magic eight balls, you know, that you can buy at the drugstore? At the little photo op this morning that Bush has every morning after his coven meets, no offense to real Wiccans, you know what I'm saying. These are Satanists. I use the wrong term. What do you call a group of devils then? What do you call it, Kathy? A pride of devils? A herd of devils?
Republican convention?
Republican convention, okay. Reporter says, Mr. President, as a newspaper reported on Saturday, is the White House working on a contingency plan for the withdrawal of Harriet Myers' nomination?
She is, like I understand that people want to know more about her. And that's the way the process should work. Recently, requests have ever been made by Democrats and Republicans. About paperwork and out of this White House that would make it impossible for me and other presidents to be able to make sound decisions. I was ever asked for paperwork about the decision-making process, what her recommendations were, and that would breach very important confidentiality. And it's a red line I'm not willing to cross.
Oh, really?
People can learn about Harriet Myers through hearings.
Oh, sure.
But we are not going to destroy this business about people being able to walk into the Oval Office and say, Mr. President, here's my advice to you.
Mr. President, here's my advice to you. Let's move on this Valerie Plame bitch. I'll tell you what. You know, her husband went over there and proved you to be the lion sack of crud that you are. So let's get her. Let's get her, okay?
It'd be okay.
Now, I know you all have heard Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson 1,000 times today on everybody's show, on television, radio. I can't even put it into acceptable words to be on the program. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy that she spouted on Meet the Press on Sunday was thicker than the shellac, that shellac of Aquanet that she wears on her hair all the time. Tim Russert says, based on what's in the public domain from Judith Miller, when she wrote in the New York Times, and others have said publicly, do you believe, Senator Bailey, that Karl Rove, or Senator Hutchinson, that Karl Rove and Scooter Libby discussed Joseph Wilson's trip and his wife's employment at the CIA?
I certainly hope that if there is going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality.
We got the wrong sound bite there. Oh, we don't have that part. Okay, what do you want me to do here, Kathy? You want me to move on to the next one? Okay, let's go to the next one. Now, as you listen to this hypocrite, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, spout about her double standard for Republican acts of perjury, remember, it was Pappy Bush who made the public disclosure of a covert agent's identity an act of high treason, right? Anyway, listen to this unbelievable double standard, as if she weren't cheering on Keyhole Ken Starr every time he subpoenaed a butler or a housekeeper to bring him bits of lipstick-stained Kleenex, remember that? Or used dental floss or scraps of torn index cards or condoms. Unbelievable.
I do not think we should prejudge. I think it is unfair to drag people through the newspapers week after week after week. And let's just see what the charges are. Let's tone down the rhetoric.
What? Tone down the rhetoric? She even had media whore number one, that would be Tim Russert, defending Clinton. Hard as that is to believe, Russert says, but the fact is, Senator Hutchinson, perjury or obstruction of justice is a very serious crime, and Republicans certainly thought so when charges were placed against Bill Clinton before the United States Senate, right?
There were charges against Bill Clinton besides perjury and obstruction of justice.
Oh, what
I'm
were
not
they?
Saying that those are
what
not
were they?
They
huh?
are. But I also think that we are seeing in the judicial process.
Here it comes.
Look at Martha Stewart, where they couldn't find a crime and they indict on something that she said about something that wasn't a crime.
No, Hutchinson, they indicted Martha Stewart and convicted her because she lied to an FBI agent. Are you as stupid as you present yourself on Media Whore Number One's program? Don't you know why Martha Stewart went to jail, you halfwit? Oh, jeez. Well, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, back during the bad old days of the attack on Bill and Hillary Clinton, remember that? She said, the reason that I voted to remove him from office is because I think the overriding issue here is that truth will remain the standard for perjury and obstruction of justice in our criminal justice system, and it must not be gray. It must not be muddy. Oh, you hypocritical sack of spinach. Oh, my God. She said if there's going to be an indictment that says something happened, that it is an indictment on a crime and not some perjury technicality where they couldn't indict on the crime. A perjury technicality? Oh, I know. She's come out now and changed what she said.
Well, I didn't mean to suggest that perjury's not a crime.
Back in the bad old days, say from back in 1999, what did Bill Frist, the unindicted thug who just saw his chances to run for president go up in smoke, he said, there is no serious question that perjury and obstruction of justice are high crimes and misdemeanors. The crimes of perjury and or obstruction of justice are public crimes threatening the administration of justice. Oh, really? Senator Kyle? Republicans said there can be no doubt that perjurious, false, and misleading statements made under oath in federal court proceedings are indeed impeachable offenses. Mike DeWine from Ohio, Senator, said, obstruction of justice and perjury strike at the very heart of our system of justice. Perjury is a very serious crime. Senator Talent said, nobody else in a position of trust, not a CEO, not a labor union leader, not a principal of a school, could do half of what the president has done and stay in office. Perjury! Mitch McConnell, this snot from Kentucky, I'm completely and utterly perplexed by those who argue that perjury is not a high crime or a misdemeanor. Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you what, Mitch, go see your chick, Kay. Mike Voinovich, a senator from Ohio. The crimes of perjury and obstruction of justice, like the crimes of treason, is quintessentially an offense against our system of government. Oh, really? Senator Sam Brownback? Perjury is a crime against the state! Just goes on and on, right? Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Before you board a plane the next time, you might want to check who made it. A Mother Jones investigation suggests that thousands of unsafe flight critical parts have been installed on Boeing-made airliners. Defects in those parts may pose a serious safety threat, but the planes are still flying. Three former Boeing employees filed a lawsuit saying the company used defective parts. The Mother Jones investigation revealed that the defects could put 1,600 commercial planes at risk. The whistleblowers also say that Boeing personnel tried to cover up the problem by deleting company records and asking an employee to quote-unquote lose a relevant document. Several current and former FAA inspectors told Mother Jones that because of the situation, they won't fly unless it's an emergency. When inspectors won't fly the planes they're supposed to be keeping safe, you know there's a real problem. You can find the full story at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Set about 10 before the hour. The comments by Kay Bailey Hutchinson are designed, of course, for consumption by the knuckle-dragging Republicans out there. I think it's been proven since 1994 that no matter what lies the Republicans say, if they say it enough times, and it's repeated enough times in the echo chamber that is right-wing talk radio, which is 96% of talk radio, people start to believe it. It's the use of the big lie technique that was perfected by the Nazis. Just keep telling people over and over and over again the lie. And when you have a media for the past 10 years that did nothing to refute the lies that were going out there by right-wing talk radio and by these political whores, that it becomes easy for people who don't pay attention to all the nuances or the truth to accept what's being fed to them. So Kay Bailey Hutchinson, what her job was on Tim Russert's show, and of course Russert's in on it. Russert is media whore number one. Russert doesn't give a damn. He couldn't care less about truth, justice, dignity, or journalism. He is included, just like Judith Miller was included. What Russert was to do was to toss the setup question to Senator Hutchinson so she could knock it out of the studio, and that's exactly what he did. His little whiny-ass reference to Clinton, well, now, when you guys went after Clinton, you know, that's to give the appearance, perhaps, that Tim Russert is a straight shooter. He's not. Tim Russert is an absolute media whore. There's no question he's media whore number one. If you have any doubts about that, just watch his program on an ongoing basis. I want to get this in before we break. Do we have time? Helen Thomas, the Helen Thomas thing? All right. She never gets snotty Scotty an inch. This is from the briefing today. She begins here by asking about the fact that there probably sometime tomorrow or this evening there will be 2,000 official U.S. soldiers dead as a result of this giggling murderer's adventure in Iraq. So Helen brings it up.
We mourn the loss of each and every one of our men and women in uniform who have made the ultimate sacrifice to make the world freer and more peaceful. The best way to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice is to prevail in the war on terrorism. And that's exactly what we will do. We will prevail. Yeah, let me just finish my response. I appreciate that. We will prevail in the war on terrorism. The president made a decision after September 11th, that we were going to wage a broad and comprehensive war on terrorism. We are taking the fight to the enemy to bring people to justice before they can carry out their attacks.
Oh, God.
We're seeing democracy take hold in Afghanistan. We're seeing democracy take hold in Iraq. The Iraqi people are showing through their courage and determination that they want to live in freedom. The Iraqi Election Commission just reported this weekend that some 63% of Iraqis showed up to vote, 9.8 million people. Let me finish, Helen. Our troops understand the importance of the mission. They are laying the foundation of peace for our children and grandchildren. We live in a dangerous world. The threats are real, and they are dangerous. But our men and women in uniform understand the enemy that we're up against, and they understand the stakes involved. We are forever grateful for their sacrifice.
You murderous son of a bitch. You filthy liar. You filthy liar. McClellan, I'll tell you, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but if you have any, There's going to be demons ripping you to shreds every time you go to sleep. You filthy, filthy liar. I'm beginning to think there's really no point in hating these monsters anymore. They're going to fall of their own rot and corruption. They are. I'm starting to be convinced of that. I've spent the past 4.5, almost 5 years in a state of absolute shock that what had happened to this country had happened. And no way to expose these bastards, and it turns out that they are exposing themselves. And I think the combination of all these scandals, all this filth and corruption and dirty dealing and just ugliness, demonic behavior, murderous activity by these pigs is about to tumble out into the open like a sack of guts just ripped open in a slaughterhouse someplace where the entrails just put out on the floor. These people are so bad. The problem, of course, is we're going to have to deal with their destruction, what they have done to this country morally, what they have done to us financially, what they have done to our international reputation. It's going to take how long to repair it, huh? How long to repair it? But this pig McClellan, the demons are waiting for you, Scotty, and they are going to bite you until there's nothing that doesn't have teeth marks on it.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
How's this for an endorsement of the president? In an interview with NPR, Representative Ann Northup, a Republican from a swing district in Kentucky, was asked if she wants Bush to campaign with her during her re-election campaign next year. She said she would have to wait and see. Wait and see? Bush is the leader of her party. He is fighting a war overseas she has supported, yet she fears Bush might not help her. Meanwhile, she hopes Rudy Giuliani will campaign for her despite the fact he is pro-choice and she isn't. Put another way, she would prefer to have by her side a fellow who supports a practice she considers to be murder than the commander-in-chief. While Democrats may have a tough time turning popular discontent with the war to their electoral advantage, Republicans are already thinking about distancing themselves from Bush, and there's still a year to go. For more from The Nation, go to TheNation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush is risking a possible fight with the Senate. He insisted today he will not turn over documents detailing the private advice that Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers has given him while serving in the White House. With Myers' nomination facing continued opposition from conservatives, Bush sidestepped a question of whether the White House was working on a contingency plan for withdrawing her nomination. At the same time, Bush was emphatic about not turning over papers relating to what he called the decision-making process, what her recommendations were. Bush's remarks drew a cautious response from Senator Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who chairs the Judiciary Committee. He told reporters the panel had requested non-privileged documents as part of its review, and Specter said he was hopeful of finding common ground with the White House on the issue. But Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, Democratic member of the committee, said it appeared the White House was refusing to turn over documents not shielded by attorney-client or executive privilege. The possibility of a bird flu pandemic is the topic as health ministers and experts from around the world are gathering in Canada. Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada says the ministers should enter the conference with the understanding no one country can stand alone in trying to deal with a potential spread of the flu virus. He says developed nations have an obligation to help poorer countries by sharing strategies, drugs, and testing procedures. Martin is holding up his country's preparations as a model. Canada does have stockpiles of the antiviral drug Tamiflu and what he says is an action plan in place. Canada also has the experience of 44 lives lost to the deadly SARS epidemic in Toronto 2 years ago. A Japanese government panel on mad cow disease today delayed a decision on easing the ban on U.S. beef imports. That came even though the group had prepared a draft report concluding that the risk from American beef is very low. The panel had been widely expected to send the report on to the Food Safety Commission, which would set a process in motion that could have led to resumption of the imports by the end of the year. U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns was already visiting Japan when word came. He says there's a great deal of frustration in the United States. This problem has not been resolved after such a long time. The delay also risks higher tensions with the United States ahead of George Bush's visit to Japan next month. A published report says newly released government documents detailing numerous misuses of FBI surveillance. The Washington Post reports the violations include improper searches and seizures of emails and bank records. According to the newspaper, FBI auditors have investigated hundreds of potential violations related to the agency's domestic surveillance since 9/11. FBI officials say most of the violations were simply administrative errors. This is Air America Radio News.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My bad. It is in tomorrow, Tuesday's edition of the New York Times. It's hard to keep all this straight, isn't it? But it may be more serious than what it appears to be. The New York Times reporters, all three of them, David Johnston, Richard Stevenson, and Douglas Jail, interesting name there, all three of them are signed on here as... co-writers of this piece, and I think that's because the New York Times' insistence now that anything regarding this crime family better have double, or in some cases, triple verification if they're going to publish it. Huh? What the Times is saying is that Cheney, Lewis Libby, says that he first learned about Valerie Plame in a conversation with Dick Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. Now, this is, according to the writers of the New York Times, this is coming from lawyers involved in the case. That really doesn't, lawyers on which side, lawyers for which person, lawyers for the prosecution, lawyers for the defense. Whenever leaks like this come out, you've got to wonder, where's it coming from and what's the purpose? Fitzgerald, if nothing else, has run an airtight investigation so far. There's no cracks, no daylight coming out where it concerns what Fitzgerald has been involved in over the past couple of years. Now, all of a sudden, a day or two before the results are supposed to be made public, and all of a sudden this? You got to wonder, right? Now, according to the Times, notes of this previously undisclosed conversation between Libby and Cheney appear to differ with Libby's testimony to a federal grand jury. Now, if what is being reported by the Times can be proved to be true, then either Libby was lying then or he's lying now. If Libby lied to the grand jury, then he's toast. That's it. Now, on the other hand, maybe Libby is going to take the hit for Dick Cheney. If Cheney said to the grand jury, remember, he was interviewed, although I don't know if he was interviewed under oath. I don't know if he and the giggling killer were interviewed under oath. If he was not interviewed under oath, it doesn't mean anything. So he's a liar. So what? Everybody knows Cheney's a liar. But a perjurer, you see, that's a little different, right? Even no matter what Kay Bailey Hutchinson says, it is a little bit different. So if Cheney were deposed to, in front of this grand jury under oath, and he said that he got the information from George Tenet, that's kind of been his cover story. I got it from the CIA. No problem. There's nothing that says that Cheney and Tenet and anybody in the Bush crime family can't sit around and talk about anyone they want to. It's making the information public that is the crime, or feeding the information to someone who makes it public. That is the crime, like Robert Novak. That is the crime. So, if Cheney, in sworn testimony, said, no, I heard it from Tenet, and if it turns out that that's not the case, then Cheney has committed perjury. You understand? If it's on the record now, someplace, somehow, someone is leaking that Cheney and Libby had this conversation weeks before Valerie Plame was outed. It all depends on two things: what Cheney said before the grand jury, and whether or not Cheney was under oath. If you're not under oath, you can go in there and say, I learned it from Little Red Riding Hood. And it doesn't matter. Now remember, it would not be illegal for either Cheney or Libby to talk about a CIA officer or you know, her involvement in any... It's not a crime. It's not a crime. So... I don't know. Apparently, this is on the front page of the Times. That'll be out tomorrow. Well, today, and now tomorrow, on the 25th. Cheney. The headline is Cheney told aide, that would be Libby, of CIA officer. Lawyers report. All I'm suggesting, you know, I want to see these bastards on a one-way ticket to Alcatraz or the equivalent. I think we all know that's not going to happen. But to see them have to defend themselves against charges like this, that would be, you talk about Christmas in October. I'm sorry, Fitzmas in October. And I'm not trying to, throw water balloons at anyone's parade. If this is as exciting as it seems to be, okay, that's good. Let's all cheer this on. But don't forget who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with one of the most evil sons of bitches, the most manipulative vice presidents or representatives or secretaries of defense, whatever this Cheney cyborg has done over the course of his political career. He is without parallel. There has never been a more devious, sneaky bastard to occupy such a high office, I don't think, in the history of this republic. And then when you couple him with his partner in crime, Donald Rumsfeld, the two of them together, they don't make mistakes like this. Neither one of them. They, you know, when they murder somebody, you don't even know that person existed once the crime has been committed. They know how to bury a body so deep that it erases the memory of the person they just iced. That's how evil and experienced someone like Dick Cheney is. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, at the very least, this would mean that Cheney was personally involved in this vendetta to go after Joe Wilson. And if nothing else, that proves, and this is not indictable, but that proves how serious the Bush administration was about trying to cover their lies about Iraq. This is how desperate and devious they were. They would go to these extremes, perhaps, and take these kinds of chances to put Cheney's ass on the line just to rattle Joe Wilson, just to discredit Joe Wilson, to scare him. But they picked the wrong guy. They picked the wrong guy in Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame. They picked the wrong couple, let me put it that way. But remember what these people wanted, and let's not. I hope somebody turns over a rock and finds this crawly little bastard Douglas Feith, who is at the heart of this. Douglas Feith puts the interests of Israel above his own country over and over and over and over again. He's an Arab hater. He wants permanent U.S. bases in the Middle East, not for oil, not for conquest, but to, in his addled mind, to protect Israel, as if Israel needed protection. They have an unlimited source of nuclear weapons. Nobody's going to screw with them. If they do, they'll be nuked. There is something about an American Zionist that is sickening. Even the Israelis don't like this guy. The Israelis try to distance, even the Likud party, they try to distance themselves from these psychopathic American Zionists who will betray their own country over and over and over and over again, thinking that they're helping Israel. And they are not. They're committing treason against their own country. And the Israelis look at this and go, Jesus, God, what's with these people? But Douglas Feith is one of those people I'm talking about. And this cockroach, Feith, is deeply embedded in this thing. Deeply. I just hope that Fitzgerald, who's been running this investigation for 2 years, remember, he had unlimited power. He could go anywhere he wanted. Anywhere he wanted. If they turn up the truth about the forgery of the Italian documents, and if you don't know what that is, look it up. Then it will expose this corrupt underside of this Bush crime family that includes cockroaches like Douglas Feith. But this thing will never be complete until people like him are exposed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell? and were unable to reach a phone. The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, that sure is the truth. All right, according to the Times article, I just didn't read far enough into it. Cheney was deposed under oath. Fitzgerald had him under oath. So again, it depends on what was said and how it was said. And to whom it was said. If Cheney lied under oath, then they will probably repossess his pacemaker, and that's it. They'll just pull it out of his chest and say, look, that's government issued. We want it back. No? All right, let's get back to these sound bites. Then we're going to take your calls on this. If you have something that you want to get in here about this breaking New York Times story, we definitely want to hear it, but I want to get these McClellan things out and on the record. During the press briefing today, there were the obligatory Leakgate questions, which is what we're talking about. We'll only bore you with one of McClellan's now famous standard responses about speculating and prejudging ongoing investigations. At least this reporter had the temerity to ask a question that pointed to Hutchinson's blatant hypocrisy. The reporter asked the following: Scott, how does the president feel about some White House allies, including Senator Hutchinson yesterday, essentially making the argument that should the special counsel bring charges that involve a cover-up, obstruction of justice, or perjury, that those are in effect technicalities and aren't really worthy of all the effort and the money spent on this investigation?
I'm not going to speculate about an ongoing investigation at this point. I don't want to prejudge the outcome of it. The president has spoken to it previously. The investigation continues, and it's an ongoing investigation at this point, but I'm not going to speculate beyond that because the investigation continues.
Well, not for much longer, you piece of human waste. Not for much longer. Now, I love this reporter's question about the New York Daily News report that Bush is snapping like a rubber band at his staffers and is buckling under the stress of, maybe not having old Turd Blossom around much longer to help him know what to say and when to say it and what to eat, when he can go potty while at boring UN meetings. Oh, wait, that's Condoleezza Rice's job. Never mind. Reporter says, Scott, what's the president's mood these days given given all the background noise, there is something that there's a suggestion that stress is getting to him a little bit, that he's tense and peevish. And Scott says, there are many things that we're focused on right now. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Scott.
There are many things that we're focused on right now, and they are the priorities of the American people. They're what the American people care most about, and that's what the president is focused on.
So he's not chewing people's heads off?
I don't know where you're hearing that, but I don't know where you're hearing that. Where are you hearing that? I wouldn't put much stock in it.
It was in the Daily News today. Are you saying you're wrong?
I wouldn't put much stock in it.
And if I say any more, there'll be hell to pay. When my boss hears about it and snaps my head off, he'll heat the wire hanger before he beats me with it this time. Where are you hearing that? Where are you hearing it? Daily News, huh? Where are you hearing that? Was that a newspaper? Here's McClellan on the frustrating problem that senators are facing of trying to divine some kind of useful information about the enigmatic opining pioneer woman who Bush hopes will become a justice for life. Yeah, there is the Myers thing going on. I know where our attention is. Soldiers are being killed, and Iraq is going up in flames, and Frist is hopefully eventually will be indicted for insider trading. But there is the Myers thing. The reporter says, Scott, the president seems to rule out releasing any internal White House documents about Harriet Myers. Is there any room for compromise there? This is a bipartisan request, Scott. It's not a partisan attack on the nominee, and the senators of both parties are saying they need this information in order to make a decision.
She's outlined that judicial philosophy very clearly in the questionnaire that she previously responded to. When it comes to White House documents, the president made it very clear that there's an important principle involved.
Yeah.
It is a matter of separation of powers. The president depends on his staff to receive open
right.
advice as he moves ahead on the decision-making process.
Yeah.
It would be unprecedented for a sitting president
yeah.
to release deliberative decision-making documents while they are in office.
Yeah.
It would have a chilling effect on the ability of the president to continue to receive sound and open and candid advice from his advisors.
Sound advice? Oh, Scott! Oh, man! You're as funny as a sack full of dead kittens! Sound advice? And I love when he says she has outlined her judicial philosophy very clearly in the questionnaire that she previously responded to. That's the one that was so vague and incomplete that the senator sent it back to her, right? It would have a chilling effect, he says, on the ability of the president to continue to receive sound and open and candid advice from his advisors. Let's go to war. Let's nominate Harriet Myers. Let me see. What else can we do? What else can we give you sound advice? Let's leak the name of a covert CIA agent. What else can we do? Let's say that perjury is not really all that important. Oh, my God.
Some big dogs over here. I will rule the world forever. I'm straight and white and male American and free. Condoleezza, check my pussy.
Bill O'Reilly, Devo Systems, best destruction me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality, The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit ReadTheNation.com.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What'd you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from, great advisors to whom I listen.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
26 before the hour. UPI is reporting that NATO sources have confirmed that Fitzgerald's team of investigators has sought and has obtained documentation on the forgeries, the Niger yellow cake nuclear forgeries from the Italian government. Now, this opens the door to what has always been the most serious implication of the CIA leak case, that the Bush administration could face an inquiry into the case for war against Iraq being false or artificially exaggerated. Now, this is the same charge that put the government of Tony Blair in jeopardy after a BBC radio program claimed Blair's aides had sexed up the evidence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, right? Remember that? And I think there's one thing we can all agree with, even the brain-dead Republicans, although most Republicans are sick and degenerate, but there can be, I don't think there's a more serious charge against a government than going to war on false pretenses. Murdering people in a different country and murdering its own soldiers based on false pretenses. All right, back to McClellan here, just two more, then we're going to come to your phone calls. On the frustrating problem senators are facing trying to divine some kind of useful information about I've already done that. We only have one left? I've only got one. Okay. Finally, a reporter has a question about the new head of the Federal Reserve Board, Helicopter Ben Bernanke. Have you heard about this guy, Helicopter Ben? Reporter says, I'm wondering what Ben Bernanke told the president when he was planning the recovery effort for Katrina about the possible effects of stimulating the economy and triggering inflation. You know, Scott, he's known as Helicopter Ben because he once said to fight inflation, he would fly over the country and throw money out of the helicopter. I'm wondering, Scott, in the case of Katrina, did old Ben suggest, you know, let's throw $60 billion out of a helicopter, which would stimulate the economy?
He has not suggested throwing anything out of a helicopter to the president. Well, you've seen the action that we're taking, and the president has talked about our commitment to help. This is going to be one of the largest reconstruction efforts ever.
Yeah.
The private sector is going to play an important role, and that's why we've been working to make sure people can get back to their communities and be able to fill the jobs that are needed to help address those challenges that the region faces.
Isn't it great to have this twit answer a question about throwing money out of helicopters by the new Federal Reserve Chairman? Isn't that fun? Hey, Scott! Is that true? He's not suggesting throwing anything out of a helicopter to the president. All right. All right, let's go to some phone calls, okay? Y'all ready? Let's see. I don't see any calls up here. People want to make a comment about the New York Times story, but all right, let's go anyway. Let's start with Jay, who's calling in from Los Angeles. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I appreciate you taking my phone call. I'm a longtime listener.
Well, welcome aboard.
You are my general. You get me amped up to go out and fight the good fight.
Oh, good, good, good.
This is what I really wanted to comment about. A lot of people are saying that the press is back, and I don't think that's an accurate assessment of the press at this point, because when I look at the press, I'm seeing MSNBC, Chris Matthews, and all these other guys, Tucker Carlson especially, all these guys, they don't even want to admit that there was any wrongdoing. They barely want to, you know, they're stepping around the issue and stepping around the issue. Another thing I wanted to say, I think that the Republicans and their corporate backers are running for their lives in this one. They're trying to find some high ground, and I think they're going to try to take some high ground with the moderates and the Clintons. I could be wrong, but I think that that might be why the moderates are not screaming or not whooping butt here.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, you mentioned Clinton. In what context? Explain that a bit.
I believe the same corporate backers, or pretty much the same corporate backers that got Bush elected,
right,
will get Hillary elected this 2008. I mean, she has said, I'm willing to work with both the left and the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great and fine, but these guys don't know how to work well with others, you see.
Yeah, plus the fact that there is no right, I'm sorry, there is no left in America. It just doesn't, at least not in any sort of position of power, it just doesn't exist.
Right. Correct, sir.
You know, I'd like to know what left Hillary Clinton is talking about. Who's she talking about? Dennis Kucinich?
Right.
She would work with Kucinich.
You know, exactly.
I have a habit of pissing off an awful lot of Democrats, but I'll vote for a turnip before I would vote for Hillary Clinton. I swear to God, I'm not going there again. I've been there. I've done that. Hillary Clinton is a Republican.
Yes.
And I've had enough. I've had enough Republicans. If I want more Republicans, I'll just join the Republican Party and then vote for whomever they tell me to vote for.
Yeah.
You know, but I just simply will not vote for Hillary. Absolutely not.
One more thing I wanted to say is, if we could drag this, if there be a God, if God's a good this year, if we could drag the trial out till next winter, win the elections, and change the law that the treasonous cannot be pardoned, then we will have some sanctity backed in this government.
What do you think the chances of that happening are, realistically?
Well, it's going to be a fight, if anything, to just get back to Congress. So, right.
All right, Jay, good to hear from you. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Thanks a lot. You take care. Millie is calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Millie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's so great to be on your show.
Glad you called in.
Oh, geez, I can't tell you. You know, you and Randy Rhodes, you've got me off my butt. Almost lost it there. Got me off my butt and started to get me going. I'm a union electrician, and we heard your show on Friday, me and a couple of buddies of mine, and the heat that was coming from the people that were talking, and we got, oh man, my buddies.
Hello, did we lose her? Oh, we lost her. I'm sorry, Millie. That happens with our phone system sometimes. We're still getting the bugs out of it. Try to call back in, Millie. My bad. Or our bad. No, it's the equipment's bad. But, try to call back. Bill is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you been?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good. I initially called to talk about Helen Thomas, and I'll just make a real quick statement about her. I think you and I are probably as big a fans of her as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Scott McClellan and the neocons put together wouldn't have the courage and the guts that Helen Thomas has shown for the last 40 years.
Oh, I know.
I mean, don't you just love that woman? And don't forget that they just totally ignored her in the run-up to the war for most of the war. They just started talking to her again. And now he stands up there. This is the point I wanted to make. They disrespect the hell out of her.
Oh, I know. But
And the Washington press court, those men, supposed men in there, they sit there and let her get berated by Scott McClellan and don't say anything. Now, about a week ago, somebody said, stood up and said, no, that's not what she asked you, Scott. You know, I mean, that was a bit of a defense, but the only guys I see in there that have the guts or the potential guts that Helen Thomas has are Terry Moran and maybe John Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to talk about the New York Times thing real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is that I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a left winger, obviously, but At this point, I don't take a hell of a lot of stock in what the New York Times writes. You know, they're going to have to prove it to me over a consistent basis first. And I saw a thing last week, and I could very well be wrong, that Cheney and Bush did not testify under oath. I'm going to double-check on my computer, but...
Yeah, well, the Times, in the story that's up on their website right now, the Times...
Yeah, that's why it surprised me when you said that the Times reported that, so I'm going to double-check myself, but that's okay. But, you know, for so many of us, the last, 3 years at least, have been saying, you know, what is it going to take for people to stand up against this guy, and how much more can we take? And... you know, when is somebody going to call them on their BS?
Right. Well, even this is not going to move the hardcore supporters of George Bush, the ones that believe that Jesus and George are twin brothers, the ones that want to see as much death as possible so that their buddy Jesus will return to Earth. They're sick. Version of Jesus. You know, I understand.
Right. But if this investigation leads to where you and I kind of think that it is going to, and I really hope that it does, but I gave up.
Maybe they'll all go down. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there, Bill. We're flat out of time. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And the facts disappear. The Republican trick can be played out again. People, please tell me when we'll be rid of these men.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement.
To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk, and you talk that talk.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Bang, 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 bang.
Welcome back. It's about 10 before the hour. We got Millie back from Los Angeles. Millie, sorry about that. We just have bugs in our system still. Glad you made it back through.
I was afraid I said something wrong. I am a construction worker. After all.
No, it's okay.
Listen, what I want to say real quick was that we had some heated argument because, you know, the bad thing about this Bush administration as, you know, as working people with all this war going on and all this diversion from the truth and mm-hmm. and the neglect of the people is that it's really the neglect of the people.
Sure.
The neglect of social services, the neglect of a working living, salary, benefits. Mm-hmm.
But you understand, Millie. You understand that that's their intent. They want to destroy the country economically, so that most of us will have to work for whatever they want to pay us.
We're killing each other. I mean, it's working people. I mean, the fire is incredible. I mean, with this, there's so much hatred between documented and undocumented and, mm-hmm. and union and non-union, and it's like we're tearing each other apart for like one job. Mm-hmm. And the anger that I was hearing and that what we were hearing from Friday's show was so indicative of what's happening day to day. What I'm seeing, what I feel like strangling somebody because I mean, this is not the first time my job and my salary and my livelihood is jeopardized, and this is my second trade. I used to be a cabinet maker, and I left the country briefly. I went abroad when Reagan was president, and when I came back, my union disappeared. It disappeared, and I came back, and there were a bunch of unqualified workers from foreign countries, and I don't want him to sound like a bigot. I mean, I'm multi-ethnic, but I was trained for many years, and I came back with more training, and I came back with a portfolio that was gleaming, and I was making less as a foreman than as an apprentice mm-hmm. with no benefits and 2 kids to support by myself. And I said enough of this, I can't tell you the desperation that people are feeling. I'm lucky that I have a job now in utilities. And this is another thing, you know, like I'm working for LADWP, and we got a big raise.
What is LADWP?
It's a Department of Water and Power. Okay. And it was written up in the LA Times because we had a big raise. And you know what it's like, how expensive it is living in a big city, especially Los Angeles.
Sure.
and housing has gone up, skyrocketed,
mm-hmm.
and they're complaining because we've got a big raise. Well, hardly even keeps up with the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of focusing on how other people aren't getting paid enough, they're focusing on how we're getting overpaid. Well, we're not getting overpaid. We're just getting enough to keep up. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And it just and that's another way of making people upset with union members and with people who have the gumption to go out
and
get what's theirs.
Dictatorships, totalitarian governments hate unions because it organizes people differently from the way the dictator wants to organize. Look what happened in Poland with the Solidarity Union, Lech Wałęsa. There were not enough troops to overthrow the Soviet occupation of Poland. Nobody had enough troops. That would have triggered a nuclear war. Who did it? A union did it. Solidarity brought the bastards to their knees. So any attempt in this country to expand union workers, to expand the power of unions, will be met by this regime, this Bush regime, with murderous intent to destroy the union. And their corporate friends who put them in power are completely in alignment with that. Corporations.
Oh, they're loving it. They're loving it.
Oh, yeah.
They're loving it. I got to say thank you so much because I was sleeping, and I heard your voice, and I heard Randy's voice, and I was so depressed and so frustrated. And you got my head straight, and you got me thinking again and reading again. And I'm, you know, I've joined Code Pink, and I've joined, started going to my meetings again. And they're hearing me. They're hearing me, and I'm not stand down anymore.
That's
you know,
good. That's good.
And I just saying, just thank you for your passion because you've put passion in me, and I'm introducing you to my union brothers and sisters. And I don't care what people say about your anger because it's real.
Yeah, well,
I feel it.
That's the truth. Well, Millie, I'm glad you made it back to you. You said some very nice things about Randy and about me, and I appreciate that. But it's the efforts made by people like you and me and whoever to overthrow these bastards, and we have to do it. Millie, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for checking in, okay? Take care, all right? We'll talk to you again. Quick break. We'll be back, Truth Seekers. Nothing but phone calls coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a
little pot.
You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot.
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush is risking a possible fight with the Senate. He insisted today he will not turn over documents detailing the private advice that Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers has given him while serving in the White House. With Myers' nomination facing continued opposition from conservatives, Bush sidestepped a question of whether the White House was working on a contingency plan for withdrawing her nomination. At the same time, Bush was emphatic about not turning over papers relating to what he called the decision-making process, what her recommendations were. Bush's remarks drew a cautious response from Senator Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who chairs the Judiciary Committee. He told reporters the panel had requested non-privileged documents as part of its review, and Specter said he was hopeful of finding common ground with the White House on the issue. But Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, Democratic member of the committee, said it appeared the White House was refusing to turn over documents not shielded by attorney-client or executive privilege. The possibility of a bird flu pandemic is the topic as health ministers and experts from around the world are gathering in Canada. Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada says the ministers should enter the conference with the understanding no one country can stand alone in trying to deal with the potential spread of the flu virus. He says developed nations have an obligation to help poorer countries by sharing strategies, drugs, and testing procedures. Martin is holding up his country's preparations as a model. Canada does have stockpiles of the antiviral drug Tamiflu and what he says is an action plan in place. Canada also has the experience of 44 lives lost to the deadly SARS epidemic in Toronto 2 years ago. A Japanese government panel on mad cow disease today delayed a decision on easing the ban on U.S. beef imports. That came even though the group had prepared a draft report concluding that the risk from American beef is very low. The panel had been widely expected to send the report onto the Food Safety Commission, which would set a process in motion that could have led to resumption of the imports by the end of the year. U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns was already visiting Japan when word came. He says there's a great deal of frustration in the United States. This problem has not been resolved after such a long time. The delay also risks higher tensions with the United States ahead of George Bush's visit to Japan next month. A published report says newly released government documents detailing numerous misuses of FBI surveillance. The Washington Post reports the violations include improper searches and seizures of emails and bank records. According to the newspaper, FBI auditors have investigated hundreds of potential violations related to the agency's domestic surveillance since 9/11. FBI officials say most of the violations were simply administrative errors. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. If you're just joining us, we've been covering mostly this CIA treason affair. The results of a two-year investigation will be released within the next day or two. And let's just go back to the phone calls and talk about this. Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I hope I don't lose you because it's quite stormy up here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, big time, big time.
Oh,
but you know something? I don't know if you caught some of the Sunday commentaries or talk shows with some of these right-wing pundits. That got me so mad that my anger level was higher than the Empire State Building when it came to commenting about the perjury charges.
Oh, I know, yeah.
With Bush and his cronies,
right.
And they want to say that, you know, we shouldn't make a mountain out of a molehill and stuff like that.
Yeah, didn't you want to just slap somebody until they vibrated?
You know what I want? I want them to say to my face that they're calling for Clinton's ouster. They want to say that Clinton's concealing a Monica gate, which was a private matter that only for Hillary and Chelsea to deal with, was more detrimental and more dangerous than Bush's lies that jeopardizing the security of this nation.
Well, they can't say that, and besides, they don't care. The security of this nation is not what these neocons care about. They couldn't care less.
But you know something? I'm sorry. I figured out why they got so desperate. I'm holding in my hand a report from the Daily News on Friday. It has some interesting poll numbers that not only is Bush's approval rating down to 39%, but Cheney's approval rating was down to 43%, contrasting to 67% back at September 11th. And here's the hot button for you, that 45% of Americans now favor a Democrat-controlled legislature compared with 32% who want the GOP to stay in power. I think this is a signal for what could happen in 2006. And I got to hand it to you, Mike. When you made a comment about Cheney's pacemaker, if he gets indicted and convicted, you know, I got to ask, how in the world did that cold snake get a pacemaker when the fat bastard's got no heart to begin with? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. Michael, let me move on. Thank you, sir. All right, I appreciate you checking in. Shelley is calling from the Bronx in New York. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I just want to comment on the Washington Journal that I saw over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Syrian ambassador to the U.S. on there. And the poor guy, he was taking all these calls from these pro-Bush supporters, just telling him he's a liar and telling him that the wrath of George Bush is going to come down on Syria. And it's so clear that this administration is trying to distract us from the scandals that are taking place by leading us into another unjust war with Syria.
I think so.
And they're using as a pretext the excuse that terrorists are infiltrating the Iraqi border from Syria. But, I mean, I thought terrorists were all supposed to be coming from Saudi Arabia, but they're not concerned about going to war with Saudi Arabia. It's so hypocritical. You know, I'm so frustrated with what's happening. And I think if we allow this man to lead us into another war, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just unfathomable to me that he even has the nerve to suggest that the people should believe anything else that he has to say.
Well, you know, the sad part is with the anti-terror resolution, whatever the resolution was that was passed by the Congress to send troops to Afghanistan and Iraq, that was a blanket resolution. He has the power right now given to him by Democrats, not Republicans, by Democrats. The Democrats could have resisted. The Democrats could have said no. Not for a minute do I think that the Democrats who operate in the House and the Senate are so stupid as to have believed what was going on back when the case was made for war against Afghanistan and Iraq. I don't care what the intelligence was. I don't care how it was misconstrued. What occurred in this country on September 11th, 2001, required a massive international police action to track down, if the story is true, to track down killers who came into our country and murdered over 3,000 people. If the story is true, if the story is not true, the cover story, if in fact it was something that was done by the Bush crime family, then the Democrats in the House and the Senate should have figured that one out, too. If some uneducated freak like me, a radio talk show host, had suspicion from the beginning, then it's very strange to me that House members and Senate members would have bought that story completely. So, anyway. Those Democrats that did believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, probably were convinced in no small part by CIA operative Judith Miller's pieces in the New York Times, figuring that the New York Times wouldn't make things up like that.
Right. It's like a schoolyard bully controlling everybody. I mean, how much longer are the Democrats going to be? Now the Republicans even are starting to show a little bit of nerve, but it's like too little, too late, you know?
I hear you.
Almost 2,000 soldiers are dead already.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Shelley, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You take it easy. Dana is calling from New York City. Dana, welcome to the program.
Mike, hi, how's it going?
Going fine, sir. How are you?
Good. I've gotten you fired up in the past over the Boy Scouts and our old friend Liddy Dole.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tonight, you know, with all the, you know, with the Valerie Plame stuff and, you know, the neocons' effort to, you know, part of the strategy for getting us into Iraq was to, you know, undermine and discredit, you know, the CIA. And it's just an underlying tenet of, you know, one of the major, you know, major psychosis of that. We this president took our soldiers, you know, the soldiers that went into Iraq. He sent soldiers in to do the work of assassins. And now we've had nearly three years of our soldiers dying at the hands of assassins. And that thought, you know, with Cindy Sheehan, all the other veterans, the parents, friends, family, whatever, you know, that should be their driving thought. That should be what's angering them.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we're the most powerful nation on earth. We have the machinery in place to do things that 99.9% of the population, one, doesn't need to know about, two, shouldn't know about, and three, speaking to somebody who's been around the, you know, the military industrial, you know, end of things, I don't want, there's some things, you know, I don't want to know. Like the when I saw, you know, the footage of the burning bodies on the air the other day, you know, the first thought in my mind, we have descended into hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to know it all. I believe, and I understand what you're saying. I really do, Dana. But I want to know everything that my government is doing, because my government is me. Those people operate domestically. They operate. Dana, hold on a second. The government operates domestically and in foreign affairs, allegedly, at my request and my behest. I put them there, and I can remove them. Now that's what the theory is. I know what the reality is.
Yeah, we're supposed to have James Bonds out there, and we've got Billy Joe and Bubba from the corn. You know, we're pulling our boy. You know. Farm boys, you know, to do the work of
talk. I hear you. Dana, I got to leave you there. Thanks for checking in, pal. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Don't get us wrong, because we love America. But that's no reason to get hysterical. They're letting you go up the syrup. If we ain't wild folks, we ain't having it. The world
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Steps to the point of no turning back. Flight of fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses reel.
It's 22 past the hour. Just got an email from Gary in Vermont. I want to share this with you. Regarding Millie's phone call, Gary writes, "Mike, I was just listening to your show and heard the lady calling about how her union disappeared while she was overseas. I, too, am a union member. I work in the printing industry performing pre-flighting and scanning. My company, which is located in the central Vermont area, recently informed us that the functions we are performing are going to be moved to companies in the Philippines and India, and that 45 positions are going to be eliminated in the last half of November. It is shameful that companies such as the one I work for feel no responsibility or loyalty to its employees, but at least we were told that we would be eligible for retraining under the Trade Adjustment Act, the TAA. Today, Bernie Sanders informed us that our application for TAA had been rejected by the Bush crime family Labor Department. Bernie was as miffed as we all were as to why the Department of Labor rejected this application. The rules which govern these decisions require that workers in an appropriate subdivision lose their jobs because the company is moving production to a foreign country that is a party to a free trade agreement with the U.S. Those requirements have been met in this case. The only reason we can come up with for the rejection of our application is that the money that should be available for this training was diverted by the low-life criminals in the Bush administration to fund the occupation of Iraq and tax cuts for the wealthy. We are just common wage earners, and we all know that the Bush crime family considers wage earners mere pissants who are of no concern to them. Yeah, Gary, I can't tell you how many letters, emails, I should say, that we get at this program about exactly what you're talking about. The Bush crime family couldn't care less about us common folk. They couldn't care less. All right, let's go back to the phone calls here. Larry is calling from Hoboken, New Jersey. Hey, Larry, Michael, welcome to the program. Hi.
Thank you, and I very much appreciate you speaking truth to power. And I was calling initially because I was also, I'm a member of Union, the Theatrical Stagehands Union in New York City,
mm-hmm.
very powerful union. And I've seen what the Reagan era, the precursor of the Bush-Cheney crime family, did to good, hardworking people and what they've done to our society. But as I was listening to the continuation of your conversation, something struck me very good. And it's worth, as you go into certain details with history, the first Republican that had the courage to speak truth to power was Dwight Eisenhower, January 17th, 1961. In the speech in the Farewell to the Nation, he mm-hmm. warned us about what these lowlifes of the Reagan, Bush, Cheney crime family were going to do.
That's right.
And interestingly enough, he handed the young president, another World War II veteran, a warning in that same speech. And it's not just the term, the military-industrial complex, that he created and he quoted, rather, but the warning about what they were about and how they'd be a threat to the republic. And in that interesting thing that when the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and you'll follow me on this historical narrative, when the Joint Chiefs of Staff voted to go ahead with Operation Northwoods, which I believe you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The staged attack on the United States and then blame it on the Cubans.
And then Jack Kennedy doesn't make it because he vetoes that operation, knowing how crazy it is and where it would lead us. He doesn't make it out of his first term. And you know the sad thing? When they say that Jim Garrison was the only one to bring a trial in the investigation and the prosecution, at least there was a trial and an investigation and a prosecution for Jack Kennedy's murder. And here we are now, 2001, and not one except for Zach Moussaoui, after the murder of 3,000 people on one day, where is the prosecution? Where is the trial? The government in 63 handed us the Warren Commission, and the government in 2002, or 2004 rather, handed us the white paper, the Cain mm-hmm. Commission report.
Right.
Isn't it interesting how history has repeated itself? And as you say, and I hold with you, that if you buy the story, you're a fool, and if you question it, and if you don't buy it, then the truth lies on what really happened on the morning of September 11th.
That's true. That's very true.
And I'm going to let you continue now, because I've said enough. Reagan, one more thing, and the woman who was so eloquent, I can't add except to say this. When they say that Reagan brought down the Soviet Union, what brought down the Soviet Union was young people on either side of the wall demanding sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and Wranglers and blue jeans, and not buying in to the pap and to the hype.
Yeah, and it was also unionized ship workers in Poland that gave their middle finger to the Soviet army and said, we dare you to shoot us. Hey, listen, Larry, thank you. I got a break here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. I hope we hear from you again. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Twenty-six before the hour. Jamie or Jaime is calling from somewhere. Is it Jamie or is it Jaime?
It's Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, I was giving it the Spanish pronunciation. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Mike. First of all, at the top of the show, you're talking about the figures on the people that don't believe in evolution. That was indeed disheartening.
I can't stand it. I mean, the cave paintings in southern France are 14,000 years old. These people that believe that everything was created 10,000 years ago, I just want to scream. I can't believe I live in a country where as many as 80% of the people in this country believe in some kind of a spook who had something to do with... I don't know. That's not why you called. I'm sorry.
Well, I could sit them down and explain in 5 minutes carbon dating if they had the...
No. These people truly want to believe in the talking snake theory of creation as opposed to mountains, tons of scientific evidence. Let me have the talking snake theory. It's just insane. I don't know what to do about it except just to hell with it.
Just push back as much as you can to sway public opinion.
I guess so.
But the New York Times article, I'm thinking the note. First of all, question. Okay, the lawyer. It's all this stuff is according to lawyers.
Right.
Close to the case. So who are those people? I'm thinking it's Fitzgerald's. You know, people. You know, so it's because nobody's complaining about leaking.
Right.
So it's Fitzgerald's people leaking. Is that what you think?
No. I really don't. I'm just guessing. I could be 100% wrong. I think.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. I think the leak is coming from somebody inside the Bush administration that has been given some warning. You know, you better pack your toothbrush and call your lawyer because this is what's going to happen Tuesday or Wednesday. And it's an attempt to cover up for Cheney. I think deals have been made. Deals have been cut. Libby is, now that the truth is out, or what appears to be the truth about Libby and Cheney talking about this, it's going to be Libby taking a hit for obstruction of justice or perjury to protect Cheney. But I don't think it's coming from Fitzgerald's office. No, I really don't.
This whole article going through, it just seems to all be pointing towards Libby. Like Libby might be the only one going down, which would be bad. And it doesn't even matter because he isn't. I mean, don't you think Bush is just going to pardon everybody anyway?
Well, that's my theory. Bush is certainly, you know, if Pappy Bush pardoned all the criminals in the Iran-Contra affair, there's no reason where 200,000-300,000 people were butchered like so many sheep. It would not surprise me at all. As a matter of fact, I expect George W. Bush to pardon people. This is how Republicans work. They pardon international killers and murderers. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you move on there.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate you checking in. Now, the thing at the top of the hour about the evolution thing, I just can't get that in my head. I'm sure if they ran a survey in India, the majority of the people would believe that creation is nothing more than Shiva dreaming. I guess it's Shiva. And that when Shiva wakes up, the world ends, and then when Shiva goes back to sleep, then the creation begins again. I'm sure that there are people still around who possibly believe in, you know, some Greek theory of a Mount Olympus somewhere where the gods cavort and play at the expense of human beings. I'm sorry, I can't. And again, I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about this religious nonsense where people actually believe what? That some anthropomorphic being? I'm just tired of it. As far as the leaking, it could be coming from Novak. Could be coming from Judith Miller. You know, we have a press corps in this country that is infested, first with CIA operatives. Novak is a CIA operative as surely as I work for Air America. And I would not be the least bit surprised that Judith Miller is a CIA operative as surely as I work for Air America. This, you know, like, yawn, it doesn't mean anything anymore. We have a totally, completely, and absolutely corrupted news media. Totally. Now, does that mean that everybody's corrupt? No, they're not. But the medium itself, news gathering, news dissemination, is totally, completely compromised and corrupted. There are pockets of resistance, there are individuals who resist, and even some in television. Some that write for the New York Times, some that write for the LA Times. I'm not saying that that every last man and woman is totally gone over to the dark side, not at all. But the medium itself, news gathering, is totally compromised. Every time they do one of these surveys, and they ask these right-wing devils, you know, do you believe what you read in the newspapers? And all these, you know, Bible-thumping bastards all say, no, I don't believe it. You know, they're right for all the wrong reasons. They don't believe it because they're not getting as much right-wing swill as they feel they need. You know, their bodies are swelling up, their livers are swelling, their kidneys are about to burst with this swill that's pumped into them every day like a bunch of geese getting ready to give up their livers for pate. They don't care. They don't care. Give me more. Give me more! Fill me up with it. Horrifying. Horrifying. Jim is calling from Dallas. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you. And thank you for putting this program on, talking about it. I wanted to ask a question. Does anyone know if Richard Clark has testified before the grand jury?
I don't know. And I would imagine the witness list is, except for what leaks out, and usually it leaks out by the witnesses themselves, make sure that their name gets out as a way of saying, look, I testified before the grand jury. There's nothing wrong with me. As far as Richard Clark is concerned, I honestly don't know, Jim.
Okay. Well, I just was hoping that it was bigger than just Valerie Plame.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it will be. I quoted something earlier this evening. United Press International is reporting, and I realize you have to take UPI with a ton of salt, but UPI is reporting that Fitzgerald asked for the Italian or the CIA to provide documents that the Italian government said were total forgeries. These were the documents that had to do with the yellow cake, the Niger trip where these documents had been produced before Valerie Plame's husband.
Oh, Joe Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson. Before Wilson went to God, I just this is a bad night. Before Wilson ever went to Niger, Fitzgerald apparently has expanded his and remember he had license to do this. He's apparently expanded his investigation. Now all I can hope for is that Fitzgerald will have gone so far as to prove that these people in the so-called White House Iraq group, the WHIG, and that group consisted of the top advisors around Bush, that these people were involved in a massive conspiracy to take this country into war and then legally, even worse, cover it up. You see, it's one thing to conspire to take us into war. That's not an actionable offense, I guess, anymore. But if you cover up the facts when you are asked, did you take us into war? Was this a lie? Did you expose a CIA agent? Were these documents forged? And you lie about it, then it's an actionable offense, and you can be indicted. But as far as taking us into war based on false pretenses and the resulting deaths of tens of thousands of people, no, that's just business as usual. How about that? Remember what Andrew Card said about why we attacked Iraq in September. He said, because you don't roll out new product in August. Remember that snotty, arrogant remark? The White House Iraq group was nothing more than a marketing group. When do we attack Iraq? This is what these neocons have been wanting to do for the past decade, ever since Pappy Bush didn't have the nerve in their minds to move into Baghdad, overthrow Saddam, establish military bases in Iraq, which would give, in their addled minds, protection that Israel doesn't even want, but to give protection to Israel, which Israel says, you know, I don't know what Israel says, but Israel has nuclear weapons. You think the Israelis are afraid of Saddam Hussein? Oh, for God's sake. If they thought Saddam Hussein was a threat, they'd put a couple of A-bombs down his gullet. But we have people working in the United States government who are referred to as American Zionists, who will sell out their own country for what they think is something that that Israel wants. And it's insane. The whole thing is insane. It's totally insane. I got to leave there. Jim, thanks for checking in.
I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard... It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain you're gonna fall.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
It's about 10 before the hour, thanks to the crew. Jason Isaac and Justin Yuen, who engineered the program in New York. D. Neal, who handled the phone calls. Thanks, guys and gal. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, White Rose Society. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. Remember, only a few days left till Fitzmas. Treason is the reason for the season. Marvin is calling from Phoenix. Marvin, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a longtime listener, and I really love your program.
Thank you, sir.
I want you to wrap your mind around this one for a minute, will you? Because I think it has gone unnoticed. I think that they got us looking in one direction, Mike, and all of the action is in another direction. They are covering up murder. If you remember, when they were trying to scare this nation into backing the war and making us believe that we were being attacked by terrorists, which I still think 9/11 was set up by the government. But remember anthrax. Remember, they investigated it to the point where they found out that the anthrax that was being used actually came from a government lab.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the investigation was slammed shut, and you haven't heard a thing about it since. Now, everybody's been thinking that this mass number of resignations in the CIA came because of the disagreement with the Bush administration, but I believe they're covering up anthrax and murder. And I think that Iraq group that you're talking about, the marketing group, I bet you they're the ones responsible. What do you think?
Oh, I don't disagree at all. Dick Cheney, George Bush, and the people surrounding them, these people kill human beings as easily as you or I squish a bug. They always have. They always will. So many of this gang were in power during the 80s, during the hideous years of that that other giggling killer, Ronald Reagan, when hundreds of thousands of people were butchered like so many cattle in Central America. These people are killers. They are murderers.
I believe if we can get the right resources to start investigating anthrax and find out everything there is to find out about anthrax, you're going to find out that our government was behind this and that most of those mass resignations from the CIA were because of anthrax and murder.
Well, good chance. Marvin, thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate it. I'm not talking to you, you Bush suckers. You know, y'all can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned. You people that still support Bush, just go straight to hell. But to normal people, do you have any doubts about the venality, the criminality of this gang? It's just astonishing. I thought that what Nixon was capable of was sort of the pinnacle of executive branch criminality, and then the Reagan gang came along, and I thought, oh my God, well this is arguably even worse. But now these people, this Bush crime family, are we all clear? Are we all on the same page about how they have put this country and every citizen of the United States in serious jeopardy? A great risk, great danger because of what they've done. I'm talking about physical danger. Every single one of us at this point. Is that clear? Are we in agreement on that? They have almost destroyed this economy. Oh, I know. Unemployment's down to 5.1%. Down to 5.1%. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. They have put us so far in debt. They have used deficit to financing this government to a point unseen in the history of this republic. Never, ever in the history of this republic have we been this deeply in debt. There is no way this can be sustained. No way. The national debt and the deficit financing that these thugs are using every single fiscal year to drive us even further into debt. They have attempted and are in the process of succeeding in destroying the social safety net that bound us all together for the past 70 years. A safety net that in extreme situations said, look, brother, look, sister, don't worry. You can only fall so far. We'll catch you. It's up to you to make it. But if you fall so far, we'll catch you. We're here. We'll catch you. These sons of bitches have destroyed that. They've taken us into two wars. They have bastardized our military to the point where we have people now who consider torture, American soldiers who consider torture a sport, something to do when you're bored or pissed off. Go break somebody's legs with a baseball bat who happens to be in your custody. What they have done to this country and to the reputation of this country is beyond reckoning right now. There's no way. There's no way we can assess what they have done. As far as 9/11 and the attack on this country, the whole thing engineered by the Bush crime family, by the people who said, okay, we got to give Bush his reason to turn this, or an excuse to turn this into a militarized country. We've got to give him an excuse to invade these countries. And if you don't know, I've said this before, if you don't know about Operation Northwoods, do a Google on it, find out what it was back in the Kennedy years, and realize that these sons of bitches pulled it off on September 11, 2001. They had to wait 40 years. Their descendants did anyway, and they finally pulled it off. I just hope that we're all on the same page here as to what these people have done to our country. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how I can handle it. I don't know how you can handle it. As far as Republicans and these fake, phony, disgusting Christian conservatives, I hope you all just burn in whatever kind of hell that you've constructed. I want my country back. And so do normal people. So do normal people. I'll see
you. Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush,